Hey, you're listening to the teaching podcast of Crossridge Women, and this is our fall 2022 study in the book of Revelation. For more resources and information, you can find us at crossridge.church/wstudy. Okay, so let's talk about a few things everybody should have, the study guide. One question I wanted to ask tonight, and you don't have to answer this out loud. You can if you want, though, or maybe by a show of hands. I just wondered, how do we feel about studying Revelation? I mean, you're here, so if you really didn't want to study, I think you probably wouldn't be here. But I was wondering, how many people come to this study, and maybe because you always do, you're just faithful, you come no matter what, how many women approach this study saying, I think it's a bit confusing. I'm not really sure. I'm just a bit nervous. How many people would say, yeah, that's where I'm at. Yeah. How many people, when they think about the book of Revelation, there's some measure of fear that they associate with that? Yeah. Yes. How many people think like, no, I feel confident? Well, I didn't know. I thought some people maybe would raise their hand. You never know. Well, we're going to go through it together. We're going to do it together. But I wanted to answer this question. How are we going to do it? How are we going to study Revelation? And that'll tell us a bit about our process and about our book, our study guide. So first of all, when you come to Crossroads Women's Study, we always study in this way called inductively. And all that means is that it's not deductive. So studying the Bible deductively means that you have this theme in your mind. Like, I want to know everything about finances. So I'm going to look up all the verses in the Bible that talk about money, and then I'm going to learn something. Inductive is the opposite. Basically, we study the Bible, whole books, all at the same time, and we go through and we let the text speak to us. So we're going to do the same thing. That's what we've always done before. That's what we're going to do with Revelation. So first of all, we're going to let the text speak. And this time, we might need to say over and above the words of man, or the philosophies of man, or the thoughts and commentary of man about the book of Revelation. I'm not saying that we're not going to go there, but we're always going to start with what the book actually says. And we need to sort of keep reminding ourselves that. And we're going to study the text for ourselves. We're going to see it for ourselves as if for the first time. Maybe some of us it will be. Maybe we haven't spent a lot of time in Revelation. But one thing we're going to ask you to do, I don't think we've ever said this before, it's kind of implicit in our process, but we're going to have to call it out that it's really important in studying Revelation. We're going to ask you every time you come in the door to let go of your prior understanding, your prior knowledge, your prior frameworks, whatever you know you have going on about what Revelation says. We're going to ask you to just leave it at the door. And come in with humility to say, I'm going to see it as if for the first time, and come in hungry to actually see what God is going to reveal to us. And then you know what? When you leave, even you can pick it up. It'll still be there by the door. You can pick it up and take it out. And at the end, really, I hope that you could do it, like lay it aside for the whole thing until you have really studied all the way through. And then you can decide what you need to pick up, maybe what you're not going to pick up again, maybe what you know has changed a bit as you pick it up. But that'll be fun for us to talk about at the very end, from now till then. Right now until the end of November? Yeah. We are only doing Revelation 1 to 11. So it's actually only the first half. After Christmas, we're going to do the second half. It's just too much. It's too much to pack into one. So we're spreading this out throughout the whole year. So that's why you'll notice on the front of your book, it says part one, Revelation 1 to 11. It's a good stopping point, actually. It really is. So, okay. I'm going to leave that behind. And I'm going to look at page 3 with you in the study guide. Last year when we did James, if you look at the study guide, it's probably going to look a lot like what our James book looks like. We decided to keep that. That was working for us, that sort of little paradigm or method. And so this one looks a lot the same. But on page three, this is a paradigm, I guess, from the Bible Project. And it's called The Bible Is. And it's basically seven beliefs about what we believe the Bible is. And believing these things about the Bible makes us study it or do certain things when we're when we approach it or look at it in certain ways. So I'm not going to read all that. You can read it for yourself. But I just want to say specifically to Revelation, I'm just going to go through these seven. First of all, the Bible is human and divine. That means we believe it has human authors who wrote with human language, human ways of thinking, human ways of communicating, that sort of thing, under the divine inspiration of God. It's not just a product of a human and divine partnership, but it also tells a story of the human and divine partnership. How is God going to partner with humanity to bring about his kingdom and glory in the world? So when we look at Revelation, we always start by asking a few questions about who wrote it, who was it written to, what was the circumstances around it, what's the genre, that sort of thing. Second of all, we believe that Revelation is meditation literature, and that means it's not a one and done thing. So any book of the Bible that if you've studied it once, you can never ever say, oh, I've already studied that. I went to that study a few years ago because it's Jewish meditation literature, and it was actually designed to be studied and read and reread and reflected on over a lifetime. It is like artistically created with these layers that they sort of reveal their meaning over time. And as you study other books, then that brings light, sheds light on other books that you're studying. So unified literature. So the Revelation is part of the whole Bible. Interestingly, some of you probably, how many people did the sort of read along summer thing where they read through Revelation before this during the summer? Awesome. You might have read in there that out of 404 verses in the book of Revelation, 278 of them reference the Old Testament. That's over half. There is a lot of Old Testament in there. Some scholars would really argue strenuously that every verse references the Old Testament, and I'm starting to sort of lean in that direction myself. And the problem is we actually don't know the Old Testament really well. Not as well as the original reader did. So we miss some of that sometimes. But that's why we try to say, okay, it's unified literature. So Revelation is unified within its theme. It has a theme. That theme and that book is unified within the whole Bible. And we can sort of understand it by looking at what these, you know, the ways that it's pointing to other places in the Bible. The Revelation is ancient literature, and the whole Bible is. That means it's written to ancient communities in an ancient time, by ancient writers using ancient, you know, languages. I already said that. So we actually really need to know that context. We need to know the original reader and what life was like. We need to know a little bit about languages, which we don't. But because of the internet, there's a lot of ways that we can figure that out. And actually, we all have dictionaries. So often it's just good to look it up in an English dictionary, certain words. The Bible is messianic. That means all of it either points forward to Jesus as king or back to Jesus as king. That's all we have to say about that. It's wisdom literature. It means that it is designed to shape us, right? That we are supposed to apply it and learn from it and have our thinking and our feeling and our actions shaped by what we read in the Bible. And especially in Revelation, we are going to, it tends for us to obey it, to hear it, to keep it. It says that right away in chapter 1, verse 3. So we are going to try to figure out what it looks like to hear and keep Revelation every week. And then finally, it's communal literature. So the books, the whole Bible was written into communities with the intent of shaping that community. So when we read it, you know, that's not how we often think about Bible reading. We think 15 minutes in the morning, in the dark, in our favorite chair with our cup of tea. It's quiet, no kids crawling on me, right? And that it's very, how we think of Bible study is actually very individual and very personal. But the original reader didn't even ever have this book, right? They may have heard some of parts of it read to them from different scrolls. And really what they had to do was listen very carefully and memorize it. And the people who taught it had it memorized, so they would say it over and over and over again. And so that's how they would carry the Bible with them. So the Bible was never actually in like the early church studied the way we study it with our Bible and a pen. They studied it by coming together, and the person who had it memorized would read it or say it aloud, or they would read from the scroll. And then they would talk about it together. What did that say? What did that mean? What do you think we're supposed to do? So I think it's important for us to remember that, because we like to just take it out and say, well, this is my little thing. Actually, it's meant to shape us all together as a community. So we're going to press into that too every week. Okay, so if you flip over the guide a couple pages, maybe to page 8, I'm just going to tell you in 2 minutes how this works, okay? We're going to do some work here tonight, and then when I send you home, you're going to have 2 weeks till we come back, because we meet every other Wednesday. So you have 2 weeks to do 2 chapters. So over the next 2 weeks, you're going to study Revelation 2 and 3. There are 7 pages here, from page 9 to, well, plus 7, 15, 16, well, 16 is actually just your note page for next week. So all the way to 15. So those are the pages of homework, basically the questions that you're responsible for over 2 weeks. There's about 24, maybe there's 26 questions 1 week, or 27, but it's right in there. That's how many questions. You can feel free to spread that out or divide up your time, however it makes sense for you. Some people do a little bit every day, like maybe a page a day, or just even 15 minutes, however that long that takes them. Some people sit down twice for 45 minutes and do it all. It's up to you. Okay. There's no rules about that. I do try to, if you like to have like little bits every day, I try, I'm not always successful, but at the bottom of the page to have something that's sort of reflective. So it's kind of a nice place to stop. Okay. So what we do is we go home, and actually there's something before you go home and do the homework. We always start by pre-teaching. So before you go tonight, I'm going to tell you some things that will help you study Revelation 2 and 3. We used to do it the other way. You'd go home, you'd study for a week or 2 weeks, and then you'd come back, and then I would tell you everything that you should have seen, and everybody would be like, oh yeah, it's awesome. I'm awesome at this. And then they'd quit, right? No, I don't know. I probably didn't. But we felt like that was the message we were giving, and we didn't like that. So we switched it up last year. And so now we're going to send you out with a whole bunch of information that will hopefully make you successful studying Revelation 2 and 3. And then when you go study, then when you come back, we're going to have large group observation and discussion where we kind of like go through everything we saw together. It's super exciting. And then you'll go into your smaller group and kind of press into some of the things you don't want to maybe talk about in the whole big group. So application and wrestle with some of our questions and things like that. Then we'll pre-teach the next two and we'll send you off again. Okay. Wash, rinse, repeat. That's it. Okay. Two things about in the middle then. So on Mondays, I always send an email. You should have got one on Monday if you didn't come talk to me, because maybe there's a problem. But so on Mondays, I'll send like help, things like that, maybe resources sometimes, just check in with you. You can always ask a question on the app if you need. We have something else really, I'm really excited about that this year. On some scheduled Sundays, and we'll let you know ahead of time when those are, we are going to have like help time or a discussion group or whatever from 10:15 to 10:45 upstairs over there, that little room that's up the stairs where it used to be the offices. Either Rebecca or I will be up there, and if you are having trouble with something or you just want to talk about your study with someone, or some of the study along people sometimes want to come and talk to somebody about it, we'll be there. You are not required to come, but you can always check in if you're like, I need to sit with somebody over this, or I'd just really like to talk to someone about this or pray with someone about this. So we'll let you know. But this Sunday is our first one. So if you go home and you're like, oh, this is crazy, come on Sunday and we'll help you. Okay, that's it. I'm going to send you into your table groups right now, and we're going to start practicing working together as a group. So here's what you're going to do. If you back up now to page 4 and 5, what we have there is part of this, what I said about the Bible is human and divine literature. So it is inspired by divinity, by God himself, by his Holy Spirit, but human writers wrote it to other human beings. And so there's some very human information that can help us when we study if we know these questions. So what we're going to ask you to do in with your group right now, I'm going to give you, I don't know, I think maybe 25 minutes, but I could give you 30 if you think you need that much. But we're going to do questions 1 to 6 on pages 4 and 5. Okay. So if you don't see a 1, it's because it fell off the page somehow. But question number 1 is that you're going to read chapter 1 together aloud. Because as you're about to find out, it tells us we're supposed to. It tells us we are supposed to read this book aloud. No other book in the Bible says read this book aloud. But this book says that we will be blessed if we read it aloud, if we hear it, and if we keep it. So we are going to be obedient to that. So one person can read, or you can take turns. It's up to you. So read the whole chapter together, and then try to answer questions 2 to 6. Okay. Now, if you have studied with us before, you'll know that often on the very first night when we answer these exact questions, the BRI, we usually have in the middle of your table like study Bibles or commentaries or some Bible dictionaries. And that's a helpful way to do it. If you're studying a book and you need to answer these questions, the beginning of a study Bible usually has a good little intro that tells you all the answers to those questions. But Revelation is really neat because most of these questions are answered in the text, in chapter 1. So we're going to get you, ask you to try to answer these questions this time from Revelation chapter 1. So it says, put down the verse references if you can, but look through the whole chapter after you've read it. You can follow, kind of look at the questions before you read if you like, and see how the text answers the questions. So we call that internal evidence. Usually when we do a BRI, we kind of do 2 things. Is there any internal evidence? Does the book itself tell us the answers to these questions? And then external evidence is, let's go home and look in a commentary, or I'm going to look in my study Bible intro. So you're free to do that this week when you go home if you want to fill that out a bit. But for tonight, let's just look from chapter 1. Okay, so 25 minutes and you're on your way.
Hey friends, thanks for studying along. And wherever you are, it's our prayer that you are knowing the blessing that comes from reading, hearing, and keeping the words of Revelation. We'll see you soon.